Blog Talk Radio.
Kevin Gray, friends.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything. You're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God of everything. Amazing God, amazing King. He's an amazing everything.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, listen, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near,
sing it.
Oh, now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace. But I'm so glad,
and I'm so glad
that I found you.
That I found you.
Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father God, for being our helper. Thank you, Father God, amen, for another day of your mercies. Thank you, Father God, for embracing us this morning with your loving kindness. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and we slumbered. Thank you for us rising and to shining and stepping into a day of miracles, Father God. Lord, we confess every sin of omission and commission in Jesus' name, Father God, and we honor you today, Father. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. One more day to serve you, Father. One more day to lift you up. And we say thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We say thank you, Father God, for your blessings upon us. Thank you for your expansions. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Over, over, and over, and over, and over, and over again. Thank you, Lord. Now, Father, we embrace the gifts of this day, and we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your love, according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, God. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. In Jesus' name, we pray. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, saints. Amen. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, la-di-da-di, everybody under the sound of my voice, top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Out of Philadelphia, rejoicing in another day. Amen. A brand new set of mercies. Amen. That God has downloaded unto us. And so we come with a grateful heart on today. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing with us and fellowshipping with us today. Please enjoy the services. Amen. And we want you to know that we are here 7 days a week and lifting up the name of Jesus. So just please keep on, keep on, keep on coming back. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the living God. Amen and amen. We pray, amen, and everyone is excited. The Lord has brought us, amen, through another week. Amen. Almost through another month. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're still standing. Amen. We're standing in his grace. We're standing in his power. Amen. We're standing in his love. Amen. And we just want to praise him. Amen. For absolutely, absolutely everything. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For the Friday night prayer that went forth on last night. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to give God some praise. I have a testimony to share. I'm not going to share today. The Lord told me to wait to praise Wednesday. Amen. To share the testimony. But anyhow, amen. There was a lot of static on my end. Amen. I tried the home phone. It was static. I tried the cell phone. It was static. It was every way I tried to call in, it was all this static. And I didn't want to interrupt the call. Amen. Y'all know I was trying to get to the baby. Amen. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I thought it was the devil. At first I thought it was the devil. But then God revealed to me, after me trying about 20 times to get in last night, it wasn't the devil. It was God. And it was a blessing. I thank God for the revelation and why God allowed that to happen. And I'm telling you, God is so good. God is just so good. Amen. And all I could say was, thank you, Jesus. I had so much peace. Amen. Just went to the bed with a smile on my face. Amen. To see how God is moving in this season. So we want to bless the Lord. Amen, beloved. I'm telling you, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Amen. We share the testimony. Amen. On Wednesday, Lord's willing. Amen. And for God be praised, amen. And the prayer went on, amen. The people were blessed. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is raising up leaders in this day and time. Amen. God is raising up leaders under this banner. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we want to thank Jesus. Amen. When the children grow up, the parents have a little bit more liberty. Glory be to God. The parents don't have to hire a babysitter every time they run out. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Because the children are kind of grown now. Amen. They can keep house. They can keep house till mama get back. Oh, they can keep house. They can keep things running till mama get back. Oh, God is so good. Thanks. Amen. Do we love them? Amen. Yes, we do. Amen. So we want to bless be the name of the Lord. My God, my God, my God. Amen. So we just 1 week away, 1 week away, less than a week away. Amen. From the big day. Amen. When our Lord and Savior gave his life. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, when he was walking this earth, he had less than 1 week Amen. This was the Saturday before. Amen. So we was counting the days. Amen. And starting tomorrow, we're going to officially be counting the days. Amen. The last day. Amen. So let's see what happened up to that time. Let us continue there. Father God, we want to say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen, amen, and amen. Beloved, amen. When we look through, amen, the Old Testament and the New Testament, amen, we will find, amen, several times, amen, where Jesus, amen, introduces himself. Amen. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, if you was meeting somebody for the first time, glory be to God, and you would, you know, say, hi, how are you? And I'm fine, thank you, how are you? And then you will extend your hand, and you would say, I am Alfreda Bradford. I am Mary Mary. I am T.D. Jakes. I am. See? So that would be, that's how we introduce ourselves. Amen. That's how we present ourselves. Glory be to God. We know who we are. And, okay, all right, fine. Well, who's that? Who is that with you? Oh, yes. This is my sister. And your sister turns around and she introduces herself. And she said, and I am. Oh, beloved. Oh, yeah. So, amen. And so we can get a little deeper with that, but let us just hold that there right now, and we'll come back. Amen. But we'll find out that around seven or more times, amen, throughout the Word of God, the Old Testament and the New Testament, we see where Jesus introduces himself as I am. Ah, my God. Ah, glory be to God. And when we introduce, I am Alfreda, amen, he didn't have to say, I am Jesus. He didn't have to say, amen, hallelujah, I am Jesus Christ. But he just said, I am. Because I am he. Glory be to God. I am was enough, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that was all he needed to say. And we'll find out throughout the scriptures, amen, where Jesus introduced himself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I am the good shepherd. I am the gate. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Glory be to God. And in the Old Testament, glory be to God, beloved. Hallelujah. I am that I am. When Moses is being introduced to Jehovah God, he said, I am that I am. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we want to thank God for the great I am. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, amen, Helen, hear Jesus, amen, as they was preparing him, amen, for the great crucifixion, amen. We find here that there's another experience, amen, where Jesus, amen, gets to introduce himself as the I am. Glory be to God. In the book of St. John, amen, chapter number 18, verse number 4, St. John, chapter number 18, verse number 4, and it reads, Jesus, therefore, things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. Woo, I am. Who are you looking for? He said, we're looking for Jesus. Because they had come, beloved, to take him in. They remember the Garden of Gethsemane? We was talking about a couple days ago. Amen. When Jesus, after the Last Supper, when the disciples ate too much and couldn't pray for 1 hour. And Jesus said, let's go for a walk to the Garden of Gethsemane. Huh? Glory be. And they went for a walk to the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus said, okay, let's pray for 1 hour. And they, I guess they had too much on their belly from the Last Supper. They went to sleep. Huh? Because Jesus knew what was ahead of him. And right after, amen, the prayer, beloved, when Jesus was sweating blood, glory be to God, when Jesus was in agony, glory be to God, when no doubt his blood pressure was high, glory be to God, when he prayed to the Father the same prayer three times, nowhere else in the scriptures do the Bible tell us when Jesus prayed the same prayer three times all in one night. Glory be to God, because he knew what was coming. Glory be to God. After that, he woke his disciples up. He said, well, y'all might as well keep on sleeping now. He said, because here they come. And he looked up, and here come Judas, amen, leading the soldiers, 600 soldiers, amen, to take Jesus. And he came over, and he kissed Jesus on the cheek. And the beautiful part about it, Jesus didn't try to ignore him. Jesus didn't try to push him down. Jesus didn't try to do any of that, even because, and Jesus knew why he was coming. Jesus knew that was a kiss of betrayal, but Jesus let Judas kiss him anyhow. Isn't that something? But sometimes when my grandchildren come to kiss me on my cheek, I put a little air in my cheek. I pucker up my cheek and say, all right, right here, kiss grandma right here. And I put a little air in my cheek and let them, you know, like a little balloon and say, kiss me right here. No doubt Jesus did the same thing for Judas. He said, hey, kiss me right here. All right. And so Judas kisses Jesus. And then right after that, beloved, this is what happened. Amen. Glory be to God. And St. John 18:4, is that Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, he went forth and said unto them, see? This is after everything. Here's the kiss. Jesus is still in the garden. He's still there with Peter, James, and John. He haven't even left the garden yet. He haven't even left prayer. He haven't even left his prayer room. Here come the devil. My God, I ain't leave my prayer room yet. Here come the devil. Glory be to God. And look at Jesus. Jesus comes. Here they come. Jesus didn't try to hide in the bushes. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He wasn't trying to hide in the apple tree. Huh? He wasn't trying to dig no hole. Come on, in the ground. I'm going to cover me up with sand, boys. No, Jesus didn't run. Jesus didn't hide. Here we see, beloved, amen, because Jesus knew all things, when they came looking for Jesus, Jesus came looking for them. It's like the FBI, amen, coming to your house, and instead of you trying to run out the back door, huh? Run out of some secret place, because here they come to get you. You open your front door and say, may I help you? Jesus, amen, came, and he confronted them. It says Jesus, amen, came to them and said, who are you looking for? And see, because they didn't know what Jesus looked like. See, this is why Lazarus had to kiss, this is why Judas had to kiss Jesus, see, to say he the one, because they didn't know what Jesus looked like. And so Jesus asked them, who are you looking for? And they answered him and said, we're looking for Jesus. We're looking for Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus answered and said, I am he. Uh-oh. I am he. And beloved, the Bible tells us in the next verse, as soon then as he had said that, when he said, I am he, they all went backwards and they fell to the ground. And all Jesus did was open his mouth. He didn't pull out no machete. He didn't pull out no baseball bat. He didn't threat. He didn't do nothing. He just opened his mouth and said, I am. Bible says they all went back with all 600 of them. On a word. And not only did they go backwards, beloved, they wasn't standing up when it was over. They went backwards and fell down to the ground on a word, on a name. Let's just take a little bit more deep. It was a word, but baby, it was a name. I am. I am is one of God's names. I am. There's power in that name. Devils can't deal with the name. There's power in that name.
All he did was open his mouth and spoke his name. He said, I am. He didn't give no explanation. He didn't try to plead. He didn't try to bargain. He didn't try to cut a deal. He just opened his mouth and gave his name. And that alone was enough to send them backwards. And they failed. Beloved, I tell you, the name of the Lord is enough to send your enemies backwards and cause them to fall. That name alone is enough to send your enemies backwards and cause them to fall. Beloved, glory be to God. Just as the Roman soldiers, Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. Just as the Roman soldiers, beloved, and temple police was preparing to arrest Jesus, the Bible tells us that a supernatural power was suddenly released that was so strong it literally knocked an entire band of anywhere from 300 to 600 soldiers. Somewhere within that, somewhere, glory be to God, backwards and down to the ground. Beloved, it was as if an invisible bomb had been detonated. So much explosive strength was released that the power knocked the soldiers flat on their backs. Well, beloved, you might ask, where did this discharge of power come from? And what released it? Beloved, after Jesus received Judas' kiss of betrayal, the Bible tells us that he stepped forward and he asked the crowd, a militia, who are you looking for? Who are you looking for? May I help you? And they answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus said unto him, I am he. And the next thing that happened, Jesus talking to them, 300 to 600 men, who are you looking for? We looking for Jesus. Jesus said, I am he. He didn't say nothing else. Not one more word came out. The Bible says, and as soon as Jesus said it, I am he, beloved, they all went backwards and they all fell to the ground. Now read it yourself.
God, oh, all the power, 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 wonder-working power, hallelujah, oh, my God, thank you for the name, there's power in the name, there's victory in the name, there's miracles in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, I want you to notice how Jesus identified himself. He told them, I am he. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we find, hallelujah, that Jesus spoke these same words in St. John 8:58, and he spoke these same words in St. John 13 and 19. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. These were the very words that God used to identify himself when he spoke to Moses on Mount Horeb, where we read in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 14. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 8:58, St. John, he answers, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am he. Glory be to God. We see in St. John 13 and 19, where Jesus says, now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, you might believe that I am he. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I am. Glory be to God. And both of these
text, beloved, Jesus strongly and boldly affirmed that he was the great I am of the Old Testament. Glory be to God. The soldiers wanted to know, who are you? Sometimes the devil, get bold, hallelujah, and want to get up in our face and ask us, who are we? But I'm telling you, beloved, you carry the name, hallelujah. If you carry the name, there's power in the name. And they was probably excited. They probably expected, when they asked Jesus, what's your name? They probably was waiting for him to say, yeah, I'm Jesus. I'm Jesus of Nazareth. You heard about me. Yeah, that's why you're here. That's why you're here. I'm the one you're coming to get. But he didn't go there. Sometimes, beloved, amen, hallelujah, you talk to some people and you say, who are you? Come up here and introduce yourself. And they want to talk for 5-10 minutes. Yeah, well, you know, my name is, Frieda Bradford, and, I have a doctorate of theology, and I've been saved for 40 years, and 50 years, and my mother's a pastor, and I came up, and then I got, 3 beautiful children, and 5, and we were, ain't nobody asked you all that. And y'all know people go there when you say, come on up here and introduce yourself. Tell her, send us your resume. Send us your bio. We want to introduce you, before we speak. So the people can know a little bit about you. Glory be to God. And sometimes people talking for 5-10 minutes. Reading your history. Yeah, and they got a master's degree in business. And they got a bachelor's degree in this. And Jesus didn't even go there. Jesus didn't even go there. They said, who are you? They said, I'm he. I am. Oh, glory. Glory be to God. Yeah, well, you know what? I'm Jesus of Nazareth. You know, I was born through the Virgin Mary, from the Immaculate Conception, and when Joseph was trying to decide if he was going to marry her or not, and they had to flee into Egypt, and I was born in a manger, but there was no room in the inn, glory. They said, who are you? And he said, I am. Oh, God, and the power that was attached to the name blew them all backwards. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Beloved, the Bible says, amen, that they went backwards. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Beloved, this when we look up this, amen, backwards in the Greek, beloved, it depicts the soldiers and the temple police. They were staggering and stumbling backwards like they was drunk, like they was hit by a tornado. Glory be to God, as if some force hit them, and that same force that hit them was pushing them backwards. Oh, picture it in your sanctified imagination. We're not talking about 1 or 2, 3 people. We talk about a whole troop of people, beloved. We're talking about 300 to 600 men, glory be to God, staggering and moving backwards, glory be to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not only did they move backwards, beloved, amen, they fell so hard. They fell so hard that it appeared, amen, as if they fell dead or fell like a corpse. They dropped, beloved. Hallelujah. They dropped. When we look at the word fell in the Greek, it means to fall. The same way you just pick up an egg and just drop it to the floor. They just dropped. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, beloved. The members of this militia, beloved, that came to arrest Jesus was not flat by some kind of force. They went backwards and fell to the ground. Glory be to God. The Bible says they fell to the ground. When we look at the word Greek for ground, beloved, it depicts that these soldiers falling abruptly and hitting the ground hard. They hit hard. They were lucky to have a head on their shoulders after the fall. Hallelujah. Some force unexpectedly, suddenly, and forcefully knocked these troops and temple police flat. Beloved, think about it. 300 to 600 Roman soldiers and a large number of trained temple police had all come laden. Now, wait a minute now. They didn't come empty-handed to get Jesus. They had weapons. They had swords and they had clubs. They brought all this to help them capture Jesus. After they announced, beloved, that they were searching for Jesus of Nazareth, and Jesus answered them with the words, I am, identifying himself as the I am of the Old Testament. And when Jesus spoke these words, beloved, and when that great blast of God's power was unleashed, so strong that it literally thrust the troops and the police backwards, causing them to stagger, wobble, and stumble as they hit the ground hard. Beloved, what a shock it must have been for those men. They discovered that the mere words of Jesus was enough. Somebody write that down this morning. I say the mere words of Jesus was enough. That's a sentence all by itself. The mere words of Jesus was enough to overwhelm and overpower them. Tales they had heard about Jesus' power was correct. Of course, he really was strong enough to overcome an army. One man was strong enough to overcome an army of 300 to 600 people. After all, beloved, he was the great I am. Woo! After Jesus proved that he could not be taken by force, let me tell you, God is very intentional. Jesus knew what they came to do. But Jesus said, now, before I let you do this, let me prove to you that I can't be taken by force. Oh! Before I let you take me, before I let you bow me up and take me, I want to prove my point. That's why the power came and knocked all 600 down to on their ASS. The same power that knocked Paul off his ASS. Y'all remember Paul on his way to Damascus? Huh? And he had an encounter with Jesus. And the Bible said, I ain't cursing y'all. I'm just telling you what the scripture said. The Bible says, and the power of God knocked Paul off his ass. Well, guess what? These 600 men experienced the same power. And Jesus said, before I let you arrest me, I had to prove my point. That I can't be taken by force. Woo! Sookie, sookie, baby, baby, baby. Jesus wanted to show them that he was willfully surrendering to them, knowing that it was all a part of the Father's plan for the redemption of mankind. But it's important to understand that no one took Jesus. No one took Jesus. Jesus voluntarily, it was a voluntary choice to go with the troops. He said, I volunteer. You ain't, let me tell you right now, you ain't coming to get me. You ain't that big and you ain't that bad. But my name alone will knock you backwards and knock you to the ground. But he said, I just want to prove a point that I'm volunteering to go. Oh,
He said, I just want you to know I'm volunteering to go. You can't lock off the great I am. You can't hang off the great I am. You can't arrest the great I am. I am that I am. But I'm volunteering to go. Oh, my God, Jesus, have mercy. Oh, I'm happy already. Let's see if I can talk for another 5 minutes. I'm happy already. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God. Beloved, we hooked into the dunamis. We walking with the dunamis. Glory be to God. Hey. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Beloved, the Jesus that we serve is powerful. There is no force strong enough to resist his power. No sickness can resist his power. No financial turmoil can resist his power. No relational problem can resist his power. No political force can resist his power. Absolutely nothing has enough power to resist the supernatural power of Jesus. Beloved, when the great I am opens his mouth, when the great I am speaks, every power that attempts to defy him, every power that attempts to defy his word, the eternal word, the living word, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Every power, beloved, that attempts to defy his word is pushed backwards and shaken until it staggers. It's pushed backwards, glory, and shaken, beloved, as it stumbles. It's pushed backwards, beloved, and it falls to the ground. Hey, no weapon. Oh, against you, it shall not prosper. It just won't work. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, what is your need today? Whew. What's your need today? Why not present those needs to Jesus, the great I am? Hallelujah. Let him speak to your heart, directing you to his word. And once you see the promise you need, beloved, get your mouth into agreement with his word. Get your mouth in agreement with his word, and you, beloved, too, will see the power of God unleashed against the forces that try to defy you. Woo! You'll see those forces push backwards, stumbling, and falling backwards to the ground. In Jesus' name. Woo! Father God, we say thank you. The great I am. The great I am. Beloved, and God has given us authority to use that name. God has given them authority. God has given every born-again believer authority to use the name of the great I am. Woo, my God. And whatever you decree, whatever you declare, whatever you ask in Jesus' name, woo, hallelujah, that name unlocks the forces of heaven. You have all of heaven backing you. When the law comes and they knock on your door, glory be to God, and they show you their badge to the people, and they say, open up in the name of the law. You ain't got to open, because guess what? They bust the door down because they got the law backing them. Beloved, when we pray in Jesus' name, we got all of heaven backing us. I am. I am is enough. Beloved, take your burdens to the great I am
Hallelujah. Get your mouth in agreement, amen, with his words. Say what Jesus say. Glory be to God. And watch the forces of darkness. Hallelujah. Be paralyzed, back up, staggered, and fall down. And it'd be a miracle if they get up. The only way they're going to get up, if it's God's will for them to get up. But in the meantime, they're going to learn a lesson. Hallelujah. I touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Father God, woo, my God, Jesus, oh, my God. I don't know what God doing. My God, y'all got to give me a couple seconds to get my stuff together. Here we go. Woo, anyway, let me take a sip of water. Woo, my God, Jesus. Oh, God, we want to thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost. Father God, we are so glad that you are the great I am. And that you have power over every force in the universe. Father, when you speak, demons tremble. Sickness flees. Poverty is vanished. And your kingdom rules and reigns. Father, you live inside us. Your power is resident in us. And ready to set us free from any force that tries to come against us. We stand on your word, Lord. We speak it out loud by faith and therefore expect to see mountains move out of the way for us. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the word. Oh, quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing into the dividing asunder soul and joint, soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It's discern of our thoughts and the intents of our hearts. Whew. In Jesus' name. Who are you, saints? Jesus knew who he was. The question is, who are you? We have to know who we are, and we have to know whose we are. Amen? Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. All right. Amen. That's it for today. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen for the service. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for the service today. Amen. Glory be to God. All this week, amen, glory be to God. We want to thank God for all of those who have served at the altar this week. God bless you. God bless you. A special shout out to our sister Joanne, who really put it in for us this week. Amen, glory be to God. We want to thank God for her. Amen. I think Sister Joanne and Sister Hattie, amen, they doubled up this week. Amen, glory be to God, to fill in for Minister Estelle and to fill in for Minister Kathy. And then for Sister Thurman to come back last night and to host the Friday night prayer. Amen. With special kudos. Amen. To you special women of God. Amen. Thank God for all those who have served, calling in to support, touching and agreeing. Amen. Our spiritual backup. Amen. Our minister, Darlene Carr, and Brenda, amen, coming in, amen, being used, Brother Reed, amen, stepping up to the plate yesterday and praying, amen. So we see expansion and growth taking place, amen. Our minister, Shannon, sharing her testimony, amen, which was, amen, it was explosive. Amen. We just want to thank God, amen, for all the moral support, all the spiritual support, all the prayers, all the backup, amen, all the love, amen. It was so beautiful, amen, when Sister Kathy said she was in pain, on Wednesday, and here comes Sister Thoette, Joanne Thurman. I thought it was so cute. She in pain. Sister Thurman in pain too, because she recovered, amen, from her fall. All right, she's still in therapy. And here she is, amen, coming to rescue Sister Kathy. I said, now one person in pain coming to rescue another person in pain. I said, y'all some real Christians. And beloved, that's exactly what you are. You're some real Christians. See, not in your words, but in your actions. And we see it every day, but I really saw it this week. And especially what happened last night on our altar of prayer. I said, Lord, I just want to say thank you for your people. So we extend the blessings out to you, and to you. All of you who have sold into the ministry financially this week, God bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we send the blessings back to you, and to you. There's so much going on. I can't share it all. I can't share it all. Amen. And I can only share it when the Holy Ghost allow me to release it. Amen. So we bless the Lord. So that's it, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. No spiritual warfare training today. That's every other week. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Next Friday is our Good Friday service. We're going to be on the internet. All you need is a cell phone. If you don't have a house computer, we're just going to give you a link. You don't have to download nothing, none of that. We're going to give you a link. You push that link, and you can get right in. Amen, and come. We have 7 wonderful speakers. Amen. Everybody's going to take a topic of the 7 last sayings of Christ. We're going to have some songs. We're going to have a good service. Amen. And you can have that right from the comfort of your home, work, car, wherever you at. Amen. And so, amen, please, amen. And spread the word. Spread the word that we're having our Good Friday services. Now, starting tomorrow, Sunday, we're going to be serving Holy Communion every day this week, starting tomorrow at our 12 o'clock service. And then every morning, come with your matzah, your bread, your crackers, your grape juice, your wine, whatever you're drinking, whatever you're eating that's representing his body. And whatever you're drinking that represent his blood. And we know you're not coming with no okie-dokie stuff. Okay? And we want to do that every day. Okay? Not just that Thursday before the Last Supper. No, we want to do it every day. The Lord said, as often as you do this. Amen. That's the way the Holy Spirit gave it to me. So, amen. Come every day. Amen. Being prepared to take Holy Communion. Amen. And commemoration. Amen. Of the death, the sacrifice, and then next Sunday, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I was going to do Resurrection Sunday. I was going to change our time from 12 o'clock to 7 in the morning, but I don't know. I'm still praying on that. Right now, we're going to keep it at 12 o'clock, but the Lord might tell me to move it up a little bit earlier. Because normally I have good the sunrise service. I'm not sure, but when the Holy Spirit reveals it to me, I'll reveal it to you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints. It's been my pleasure. It's been my pleasure to serve you every day this week. I'm high. I'm high here off this word message that came forth today. Woo! God, my God, I'm high. Amen. And I hope you are too. Amen. Let me tell you something, beloved. The word is alive. The word is alive. This is not a dead word because we don't serve a dead God. Amen. Glory be the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Amen. And so we want to bless the name of Jesus. All right. If you're a first time visitor, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Reach out to us. Let us hear from you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Send us an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Go to our website. You got everything there. You got the phone number. You got the address. You got the email address. Everything is there if you want to contact us. Amen. And so we want to hear from you. Amen. Glory be to God. Spread the word, saints. Amen. Anybody who has a smart TV, most people have a smart TV. Amen. If you have a smart TV, you can go right to Hulu, Roku, Google. Amen. And you can see our broadcast six times a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, amen, at 7 in the morning and 8 p.m. at night. And then if you don't have a smart TV, all you need is a cell phone. And you don't have to, you can go to the Play Store and download the app. Or if you don't want to do that, I send you the link and you just hit it. Spread the word, beloved. Spread the word. Amen. Don't let our brothers and sisters in the other part of the world outdo. Don't let them outdo you. Don't let the visitors outdo you. Glory be to God. This is our home. This is all for, we all, this is our ministry. Amen. And so we have the people in Africa and other parts of the world, amen, talking about this ministry, talking about this ministry. Pastor Charles, he's going to send me all the emails, amen, that comes in through some special channel. I haven't had privilege to it yet. He's going to show me all that, amen. And he said, you won't believe how they're just so excited about your ministry. See, don't let them outdo us, beloved, and this is our ministry. Don't let them spread the word in Africa. Can we spread the word here in the United States? Can we spread the word in your city, in your family, in your neighborhood? Amen. Glory be to God. This generation here, they love anything they can go to their cell phone and do. When they find out all they got to do is go to their cell phone and push a button and get the word, they love it. They love it. Amen. And the word is going out, and if the word goes out, it's not going to return void. But it's going to accomplish everything that God has sent and meant for it to do. Amen and amen. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I think that is it. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you for this week. Wow, this is so awesome. It's just an awesome week. It's just an awesome week, Father. And Father, you're doing so beautiful things. This week right here, Father, I have to take some time this morning and open up my memoirs and write for memories. And Father God, it's just so beautiful. It was just so beautiful. All the beautiful new things that you have done. And we say thank you for it. We say thank you for it. Thank you. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father, we thank you for being with us and ordering our steps, protecting us from danger seen and unseen, canceling, Father God, every spirit of infirmity, calamity, destruction, bad news, premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it definitely, most definitely will not come to pass. Help us, Father, not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, help us. Help us to be obedient. God, if you say wait before we go into the supermarket, Father, may we not even go into a supermarket, a post office, or anywhere else, Father, until we ask you if it's okay to walk in. We don't know when the next copycatter is going to pull out a machine gun and get shooting happy, Father God, and with a smile on their face. Killing innocent souls who just happen to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, may that not be our testimony. Father, order our steps. And if you say no, just help us to sit tight and trust you. That there's a reason that you are saying wait. There's a reason you're saying no. There's a reason you're saying do it this way today instead of doing it that way today, Father, because you're trying to give us a detour and save our lives. And we pray this for us and our families. Give us an obedient spirit. To hear, Father, you're always talking. Help us to hear you and help us to obey you. And when we do, we will be blessed because we're blessed already in Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this service, this prayer, by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet. And it cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him who was able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, amen, amen. And the church said amen again. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen.
All I require for life.
Wow. Amen. And I am is enough. Amen. Love you, saints. Amen, everybody. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome day. Pastor Alfreda signing out. It was my pleasure to serve you all this week. Amen. Love you, love you, love you.